Okay.
Finally, thank you.
Yay.
Okay, so I just learned the trick. I have to I can't close it out. Like once I close it out, I lose you.
Ah,
So
okay.
figured out the trick. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate that. So this week we're talking to Romaine Brown Palmer, and you are from Pembroke Pines, correct?
Yes, and I'm currently working from Orlando.
That's awesome. Oh, you are in Orlando? I'm in Orlando.
Yes, that's what I realized. So I was just like, oh, I should mention that I'm in Orlando this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe you should like connect.
Yeah.
So you're from South Florida. I'm actually originally from South Florida as well. And I
Okay.
moved up here about 8 years ago. So I've been here for 8 years. But I'm actually from South Florida, Pembroke Pines. You're from Pembroke Pines. I'm actually from
Yes.
Homestead.
I lived in Cutler Bay for when I first when I first moved back from New York. I lived in Cutler Bay for 2 or 3 years
Wow. That's
before I
awesome. Because
moved.
I actually lived in Cutler Bay as well, and then we moved to Homestead. So we've been like down south
Yeah.
most of my whole life. I've lived in Miami, all around Miami, everywhere in my North Miami, South Miami, everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm
So
very
you're like, I'm
happy.
over Miami. Next
Yeah.
stop, mid Florida.
Yes, so I got married and I moved up to Central Florida. So
Amazing.
it's good to meet a fellow South Floridian.
I know.
Yay!
By way of, because I'm originally from Jamaica, and then
Yes.
from Jamaica to Florida, and then Florida to New York for 10 years. And then when I found out I was having my daughter, I came back. So I've been back for 10 years.
Awesome.
So it's been a fun ride bouncing around.
Nice, nice, nice. So welcome to the Vab Life Virtual Assistant Brunch Podcast. What inspired you to start your virtual assistant business? I want to hear your story.
Okay, so I actually have a great story. What was happening, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And when you see, grow up seeing the inside of entrepreneurship and own business ownership, you can either walk away with two experiences. One experience is where you're like, man, I'm gonna grow up and I'm never going to work for anyone. I want to be like my uncles, my dad, all of that. Or, which was my experience, you'd be like, whoa, this is a lot of work. It's a constant roller coaster.
Yes.
And I never want to be an entrepreneur.
I
I never want to
agree.
own my own business. I will take that check. However, it was the seed was already planted. It's just I wasn't watering it. So what happened was I would always get to a point in businesses where I would feel like I hit that glass ceiling, like I couldn't progress because I was in operations. I was always in office management, HR. I was HR generalist, lifestyle management. I was in property management. And then you always get to a certain point where it's just kind of like you can't take the leap to the next step. So for me, I always tried to express that through working with startups. So I always worked with startups for the most part because I felt like I could make the most impact. So I would go from startup to startup to startup or a small business that was growing. And then it was when I came back from New York to Florida. I started working with the University of Miami in the English department. And in that position, I was just like, oh, this is somewhere I can stay for a very long time. And, you know, I can, you know, there's all these beautiful incentives that they offer. But it was sitting there, it made me realize, okay, I have to do something. I have to start a business that's really going to fulfill me. And so I was researching and I was just like, what can I use with all these skills that I've acquired? And that's when I came across virtual assisting. And I was about to start a virtual assistant company when a friend reached out to me to help him with a startup. So I was just like, okay, I'm going to get some more experience. And I worked for them for 2 years. And then I got another opportunity to work for a law firm. And at that law firm, I was invited to an event that they had in Florida called the Women's Success Summit. And at the Women's Success Summit, there was a speaker on the stage, and she just, you know, like when you're at church and like you feel like the pastor is talking to you, mm-hmm. and it's, you're getting hot and you're starting to sweat and you're like, this is uncomfortable. So she was up there and she was talking all about, you know, the limiting beliefs on our, and our money, the money conversation, and mm-hmm. why we don't fulfill our full potential, that's tied into our, you know, our experience, our family mm-hmm. experience, yeah. or limit, you know, all that stuff. And I was sitting there, and mind you, it was my bosses that took me to that event. And I'm okay. sitting there and I was just like, I have to move on. It's time. Like, you just, I just felt like that was the moment. So I went home and I picked up back where I'd left off four mm-hmm. years earlier and created a 6-month plan. And when it was time, I let my bosses know that, you know, and at the time they were transitioning, they were trying to figure out what to do with their law firm. Mm-hmm. And I let them know, I'm like, hey, I can transition to a contractor. You know, this is one of the goals I had. They were 100% supportive, became my first client.
Awesome.
And I transitioned into that way. And I was very fortunate because, and actually full circle moment, the woman that I spoke, the woman that spoke at the event mm-hmm. actually became my third client.
Oh, through, wow.
Yeah, through like serendipity.
Like, wow. See, yeah. See how things work out. Like when you mm-hmm. go ahead and do what you know you need to be doing, and you finally finally get the ball rolling, and things just work out for you.
Everything aligned. And in my first month of business,
that's awesome.
I had already generated, I started my business with almost $10,000 in retainer.
Wow, that's nice. So
yeah.
So what was the challenging part like of your journey? Once you started, you know, what was the challenging part that you found that was
well? For me, the most challenging part is that I am a habitual, I can do everything mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. I can be all the things, I can do all the things because I have for so many people for so long. Mm-hmm. So that was the most challenging thing is learning how to ask for help, learning how to delegate, drinking my own Kool-Aid. I am the person who will sit in your business and say, okay, you need to create your standards. You need to do this. You need mm-hmm. to do this in order to be successful. It's doing the same thing for myself in my business. So in the beginning, I was working six and a half days a week.
Oh, wow.
I was doing, calling it Sanity Saturdays, where I would come in and just try to get ahead for the week, which quickly morphed into Insanity Saturdays because clients knew I was online. They were pinging me, mm-hmm. not creating boundaries, not understanding how to say no, how to say that graceful no within your business mm-hmm. is probably the most important thing that any virtual assistant or anyone in business can do,
yes.
is setting boundaries and how to gracefully say, you know, this is outside of the scope of what we agreed on, or, you know, please don't get used to this behavior because this is just something I'm doing for myself. Because then they started to expect me to be online on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
So when I made the transition, I was just like, okay, this is getting insane, and decided to hire people and do all of that. Mm-hmm. I had to re-educate. I had to retrain my clients on how to work with me.
Yes, yes.
Because I had spoiled them for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest challenge.
Wow. I could definitely relate to that. Because once you, if you don't set those boundaries from the beginning, then you find yourself going crazy.
Oh, man.
And actually burning yourself out as well, too, because you're doing all this extra work on the days you don't even have to work. So
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So even now in my business, I have, we use Slack to communicate with mm-hmm. our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it set up for all the team members. First of all, I encourage my team members to not put it on their cell phones. But if they do, I have it set up where it only pings between 9 and 5,
okay.
because those are our office hours.
That's good.
So anything outside of that, we'll see it tomorrow. There's no such thing as an administrative emergency, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
really isn't.
Yeah. It's like, that's the one thing I had to do. I told my clients, I do not work weekends. I do not work nights and weekends. I'm not answering your calls after 5. I'm sorry.
No.
If you can't be done... You know, if it can't be done between 9 and 5, then you just have to, you know, wait.
Yeah, wait. There is, but realistically, if everybody is following the protocol and doing things according to what, you know, to how the standard is set. Mm-hmm. So if you know that the first thing we do every morning with our clients is we say, hey, good morning. Mm-hmm. We're online. Please let us know if there's anything time sensitive.
Yes.
So that's your cue to say, you know what, above all else, this is what needs to get done today. Mm-hmm. And if you don't say that, then if you have an emergency, quote unquote, after 5 o'clock, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait until 9 a.m. the next morning for your account manager to address it. So
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. So one of the things that you do is teach entrepreneurs how to work with the team, since you have a team and you're working with a team before. What's some advice that you give on building a team, a virtual team, or what steps did you take to build your team?
So the for me, I learned a lot of the lessons for why it's important to do the legwork before you start to hire a team the hard way. Mm-hmm. Because you have people, you're like, okay, I need help. And you're hiring people within the same industry. So you think that they know mm-hmm. how to, you know, do and support the way that you do. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to hire another VA. They've been in the business. I know they know, you know, the systems and processes. But if you don't take the time to set the standard, I always say this, is that if you don't set your standards, someone else's standards will get set on you. Mm-hmm. So it's not that the person is coming into your business to like railroad you, but if you come, you don't spend the time to outline, this is the way I like my clients to be communicated with. This is the way that, you know, this is what I like to happen in the morning. On Fridays, you know, we want to do a nice sign off. This is how I want my Asana managed or project management tool managed. If you don't outline those types of things, what ends up happening is they come in and they're like, oh, okay, you don't have a system. Well, I have a system that works for a client over here, completely different business. I'm going to do it in your business. And then you wake up one day and your business is unrecognizable mm-hmm. because you haven't spent the time to set standards. So the most important advice I would say is before you hire someone, do a little housekeeping in your business and making sure that, you know, you have your top four systems set up, your project management, your CRM, your communication, mm-hmm. and then your cloud storage. Those are the four things. Especially I work specifically with digital entrepreneurs who are looking to launch businesses where they don't necessarily need to work from anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we focus on those four systems. You need to have a great CRM and understand how to use it. You need to have a great cloud system. You need to have an amazing way or standard for how you're going to communicate with your team. And you also need to make sure that your, your cloud system, your
project management.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you. And that your project management is outlined on point. Mm-hmm. And I also encourage them 100%. Whatever they choose, they need to do it as well. It's not going to be, you know, do as I say, but not as I do. Mm-hmm. And so there has to be a buy-in from the owner of the business in order for your team to follow suit. Because the minute they see that you're not paying attention to the project management, mm-hmm. you're not using the CRM, they're going to stop as well.
Wow. So, yes, that's true. So yeah. I want to see, how do you keep the momentum? Like you're managing your team, you're running a business. How do you keep the momentum in your business? How do you keep it going so you don't get like burnt out or just bored? Or how do you do that?
So for me, it's important to use creative sides of my business. And so in order to keep the momentum in my business, mm-hmm. it's not limiting myself and allowing myself the space to evolve if I want to. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I've done this year is I was feeling starved for creativity. So I started a t-shirt line, right? Black shirt, white letters that is set, blackshirtwhiteletters.com, which supports, you know, inspiring t-shirts for digital entrepreneurs, for virtual assistants. Mm-hmm. And with that, I had somewhere to pour creativity in because, you know, the work that we do day to day with virtual assisting can be a very left side focus. And mm-hmm. I'm a very creative person. Mm-hmm. So creating that outlet for myself. The other thing is, you know, via Canva, mm-hmm. you know, the poor man's design program, I am able to support my clients at a higher level by taking on projects that I call it the low level projects that graphic designers, you know, they do, but like that's not their bread and butter. So like creating memes for clients, you know, standardizing, creating documents within Canva, you know, and branding and being able to mimic branding and all that fun stuff. Those are the type of things that excite me and keep me engaged, because I get to still do the technical side of the work that I am phenomenal at, but I also have creative outlets. So not limiting myself in my business and looking at opportunities through one question. Is this supporting the mission or distracting? So when things come up, I'm like, is this supporting my mission or is it distracting? If it's a distraction, then I say no. If it's supporting it, even if it's not a straight line, then I say yes and I have fun with it. But, you know, just being able to say, okay, how does this fit in into the big picture? So, you know, just, and then, you know, just keeping it fun. I have a lot of fun. I'm a goofy person. And I tend to work with clients who really appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I first started the business, I thought I was going to have to be like super corporate. Be like, yes, sir. No, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you know, you had this. But then I quickly, within like a month, all my clients were like, hey, girl. And I'm like, hey.
I think when you work virtually, people are a little more laid back. It's like you're not they in the are. Office. You're not stuck to somebody coming out their office and like, hey, where's my paper? Where's this? Where's that? Where's the document that I need? Or, you know, it's not so stuffy and you just feel at ease.
Exactly. That's actually one of the first habits that I like to break people out of. Break people out of when they first start working with me is understanding that it's not going to be, oh, you know, this is not a situation where an assistant is sitting outside the desk waiting for your next task. You need to, I work in time blocks. That's one of the things that helps to keep me very productive and focused is that all of my clients, I carry a caseload of four, and each client has a time block for the morning and for the afternoon. And then I have my break time and I'm goofing off with my team via Slack or in person. Yesterday, we all came together to work at the conference room table and we ordered Indian food and blasted music. Annoyed everyone. You know, we just had fun with it.
Yes.
'Cause some of my team is local and some, you know, they're in different areas of the world. But for the team members that are here, you know, we had a good old time.
That's
It's just keeping it fun and not forgetting that that's part of the journey is to have fun with it.
That's good. That's good that you create that culture in your company so that everybody feels relaxed. You know, it's not too, oh, we got to get this done, but you can have fun at the same time.
Yeah. And it's not that we always are always, you know, it's, you have to be, I have to be hyper aware of it all the time because I'm not someone who naturally is like, oh, let's get together for everybody's birthday. I can just fall down the rabbit hole of work, work. But I can recognize, like, if there's distance, like one of the things that we do every year is a team day, right? So we get together, and last year I took them to Bimini for the day. You know, I used my hookups to get us really great tickets a day trip to Bimini.
Okay.
Right. You know, like, but you know, on the day year before we took, I took them to the spa for the day. It's just pouring appreciation into the people that really are helping you build your vision and your goal, and letting them know that above all else, this is a sisterhood that we've created. And if their life or their goals or anything has changed, they don't have to feel like, oh, I don't want to let Romaine down. So I have to stay here forever. And it's not like that. I want them to be a part of my evolution and I want to watch them evolve as well.
That's amazing.
So just, we have fun with it. We're pretty silly.
That's good. You know? That's great. I would love to work for you. You sound like the ideal boss.
Thank you.
I've been, you know, following you on Instagram and you're just amazing. I love your t-shirt line. I love the sayings on there.
Thank you.
So where did that idea come from? I know it's part of your creative side, you know, to get the juices flowing. Is it affiliated with any foundations, or how does the money that you're putting into your t-shirt, how does it, you know, give back, or how does that work?
So we're basically, now I'm at the point where I'm trying to, well, first the t-shirt line came from a very selfish, simple need, mm-hmm. in that, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, my parents live with me, mm-hmm. I am a sister, I am a business owner, and I was just kind of looking at ways to simplify my life, mm-hmm. and I was just saying, you know what, let me follow the Steve Jobs model of just wearing, like, a black shirt every day, yes. with jeans and whatever, but then I was just like, yeah, but I'm Romaine, so it can't just be a black shirt.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, I can, you know, and just at the same moment that I'm thinking about that, I got a little pop-up from Zazzle that was like, customize your own shirt. I was like, okay, I hear you guys.
Ah.
So I just, you know, popped in there and created some designs, and then I started wearing them. And I started wearing them and, you know, posting online. I'm pretty, mm-hmm. pretty busy on social media. My daughter and I.
Oh, you guys! You guys are hilarious. Okay.
Yeah. My daughter and I.
You guys are hilarious. Oh my god! I love watching your stories. Oh my god!
Everyone is just like, you guys need a YouTube channel. I'm just like, listen, y'all. I'm Jamaican, but like, you can't be trying to get 17 jobs. But you know, we have fun with everything. So we are. You know, I'm posting and I'm wearing the shirts, and people are starting to DM me and they're like, where'd you get that shirt? You know, where can I get that shirt? So I was just like, okay, you know, I will look for a way to put it online so that the designs, I made them myself, so I could upload them anywhere. And I found, mm-hmm. After doing some research, I found out about Teespring, which is a print to order service.
Mm-hmm.
So I loaded them up to Teespring. And anytime I got an idea, I made the design and I loaded it up to Teespring, and I created a Instagram page and I started promoting it. And, you know, the reaction has been great. Mm-hmm. The interaction, the community has been great. But what I am looking to do in 2020 is to get laser focused upon the niches that I'm going to be supporting with this t-shirt line.
Awesome.
So I'm going to split, which I haven't even announced it yet, but I'm announcing it now. I'm gonna split yay, you're the first to know. I am going to split up the t-shirts into the niches. So black shirt, white letters is essentially going to be the hub, and then you can click what track you want to take. So if you are interested in t-shirts, which is all part of me because I love to travel, so if you're interested in travel t-shirts, boom, that'll take you there. And if you are interested in virtual assistant t-shirts, that'll take you there. And if you're interested in digital entrepreneurs, that'll take you there. And if you're interested in some Black Girl Magic t-shirts, that will take you there.
Nice.
So that's going to be the goal for next year. And I'm looking to collaborate with like conferences and figure out a way to, and collaborate with, you know, leaders in the virtual assistant community, like mm-hmm. yourself and other VA coaches, to support them in like, how do you empower the people who are taking your courses,
yes.
or being a part of your community?
Yes.
So I'm looking for collaboration opportunities there. I have a whole program set up where, you know, we will handle, my company will handle the fulfillment. You know, you send us your orders for the people who are part of your community. We will handle the fulfillment, or they can go online, use a code and order it for themselves. And you get the t-shirts and we do the fulfillment. You don't have to do anything for it, but you're still pouring into your community through giving them something that's reflective of your community.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so 2020, we're going to be doing that. So that's, and then once I get to the point where I was just like, okay, the revenue is sustainable and it's good and everything, the community that is near and dear to my heart, I'm trying not to get all cry about it. The community that is near and dear to my heart are women who are coming out of jail, who are trying to rebuild their life.
Yes.
Now, it's hard for men, but it's like especially hard for women, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times the men can go into trades, They can go into opportunities where they, you know, going to do things more with their hands, or, you know, they can make, they'll make a way. It's hard for them, but it's especially hard for women, especially if they have children and, you know, lives, and they're still wives, and they're still have all these things that they're taking care of. So the community that I would like to contribute to are the women who are coming out of the system and are looking to rebuild their life, and they need to get clothes, and they need to get, you know, makeup, and for interviews, and putting their lives back together in that way. So I have a couple organizations that I've connected with, and, you know, I want to do, you know, helping them with their resume, helping them with interview skills, because as I mentioned, I have an HR background. Just helping them prepare to, like, get their life back together so that they don't end up feeling like they have to do something to get back into the system, because that actually is a real thing.
Yeah.
People are out here doing petty crimes just to go back to jail because they come out and they don't know what to do with themselves. And they feel like it's so hard. So just providing them that support for rehabilitation. And that's going to be what we're going to focus on once we get it up and running. But like I said, we need everyone's support, we need people to order t-shirts and all of that stuff in order to get us there.
I will definitely show my support. So what is your, before we say goodbye, because it was a pleasure talking to you, what is your secret to success?
I think the secret to this, to my success has always and will always be a natural curiosity, just staying curious about things and not being afraid to try something and fail. Sometimes it's not even fail, because I don't even feel like when you try something and it doesn't work out the first, the second, the third, the fourth, whatever, that it's necessarily a failure. It's just maybe the way you're trying to do it, you just need to look at it and say, okay, am I doing this in authenticity with me, or am I doing it because everybody else is doing it that way, right? So it's kind of like for yourself. People could easily be like, well, everybody has a podcast, so why are you starting one? And you're like, no, this is an authenticity with what I'm doing in my business and who I'm looking to serve, right? The underserved. Because I will tell you from experience, when I went to go start the t-shirt line, you know, I sat down with a marketing agency and I said, okay, what's the pay-per-click? And we did some research. There is, quote unquote, no market for virtual assistants. There's nothing out there. And I'm just like, how is that possible? There's like, literally, we are the people that are behind the scenes running people's multi-million dollars, six-figure, like all the six-figure people who are like, oh, I run multi-six-figure, seven-figure businesses. They all have an administrator. So how is there no market for us? And so for me, it's staying in curiosity about how to change that narrative, staying in curiosity about what the community needs next. So I think for any business that you're in, that will be your secret to success, is staying in curiosity about what it is that you started your business for. And if you find yourself not curious or not interested in finding out what's next or what's new, then you're in the wrong industry. You're not doing exactly what you want to be doing.
Exactly. Just, you know, doing your research and seeing if that table exists. And so.
Exactly. And I will be honest, not being afraid to say, oh, that table doesn't exist, okay, then I will build it.
Yes.
Because when they sat down and told me that there's no market, I could have easily been like, you know, well, then that's too much work. I'm not going to take that on. But instead, I said, you know what, I'm going to push through. And now, you know, I have friends who are in high places who are like buying my t-shirts and putting it in front of people who not in a million years would I have ever been able to meet. And now these people are wearing shirts that came from me sitting down one day and just being like, oh, how can I simplify my life? You never know the conversations that are being had about you when you're not in the room.
Exactly.
And so you can't be afraid to push forward. If you truly believe in it and it's in alignment, you should go for it.
Yes, definitely. I definitely agree with that, because I saw there wasn't a table for virtual assistants for brunching. And I've had so many people reach out to me and like, hey, when's our next brunch or whatever? But we're gonna try to do something big for our 1 year anniversary since we started the virtual assistant brunch. But you're exactly correct. You want to be curious. You want to make sure you're doing your research and your homework and just, you know, keeping ahead of the industry to see what's available, what's not available, which tables are already set up and which ones you can build and be a trailblazer, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, what you said about, you know, no one thinking about virtual assistant and brunch. And I was just like, the major thing that all the people that I connect with in the virtual assistant community talk about is combating the loneliness of just being the only person in your business or, you know, day to day. And can you imagine if you had somewhere, you know, you had something to look forward to, like, I'm going to get together with people who are going through what I'm going through exactly. in my business as a solo entrepreneur. Like, that's brilliant. And I cannot wait to, I look forward to seeing and making the trip up to whenever the next brunch is. I'm only 3 hours away.
Yes. And I look forward to connecting with you in person. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
So how can we get in touch with you after the show if you have any questions?
Awesome. So yes, so you can get in touch with me multiple ways. My primary site is romainebrownpalmer.com. So if you're looking, if you're a virtual assistant or interested in becoming a virtual assistant and you want some one-on-one systems training or coaching, you can connect with me there. On Instagram, I'm primarily on Instagram. I try to be on Facebook, but I can't. You know, I am on Facebook as Romaine Brown Palmer, but on Instagram, you can find me, four places. So you can find me on and my business side at The Executive Admins, on my personal, which is where you guys see all the shenanigans with me and my daughter and my family, it's Romaine B. Palmer. For the t-shirt line, it's Black Shirt, White Letters. And I also have a travel page because being a digital nomad is, you know, the best part of the best part of doing what we do. And so I outlined those travels. Like this summer, I spent the majority of the summer in Jamaica, which was so cool. We rented out a villa in Montego Bay. And you can follow at the Adventure Family FL. So it's Adventure Family Florida, but it's Adventure Family FL.
Okay. Make sure on Instagram.
Yes. Adventure Fam. Sorry. It's Adventure Fam _FLA. There you go.
Okay.
On Instagram.
And for your t-shirts, how can we get a discount code or?
You absolutely can. So Yay. You guys are now officially Framily. So using code Framily15 will get you 15% off your order.
Awesome.
If for whatever reason, if you are only ordering one shirt, so what's great about the platform that I'm using is they always want their artists to win. So technically on this platform, I'm an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they always want the artists to win. So if for whatever reason, the 15% code won't work, I still got you with 10% and you can use Framily10. So if you're only ordering like one shirt or something small, use code Framily10. If you are ordering multiple shirts and some stickers, because I have stickers up there, mugs, all sorts of fun stuff, you can use Framily15.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
All right, thank you so much. And the website for the t-shirt is
blackshirtwhiteletters.com.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much, awesome. Romaine. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. And all right, you have a wonderful day.
I'm looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Yes, all right. Looking forward to it too. And I want to come to brunch. I love brunch.
Oh, well, let me ask you this. What's your favorite place to brunch at Pembroke's in your hometown?
In my hometown. So I have a lot of allergies. So I tend to be the brunch maker. I'm the hostess with the mostest. Oh, okay. And so I will invite my friends over and it'll be a never ending all the things, and I'll make omelet bars and all that good stuff. But
good.
When we are in, yeah, when we are in the mood to go out, where am I going in Pembroke Pines? Brio has a good brunch.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, they have a good brunch. And then there is this place in Fort Lauderdale, honey. It's called Foxy Brown's.
Oh, okay. I'll definitely have to check them out.
It is so good. And if you go get the, they have, I forget what it's called, where they have the...
Is it the mimosas or...
Their mimosas and all their drinks are good as well, but their highlights are actually the food. But the what is that
egg Benedict?
Yes, their egg Benedict with the they have a braised beef egg Benedict. That will have you slapping your mom, your grandma, everybody. Oh, everybody goes out. It is so good. It is so good. Every time I go, we have it. And then, you know,
okay. So that's
the best way to do it. Foxy Brown's. Yes. Okay. Foxy Brown's is a big recommendation in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely have to do that. And if you're going to be in Miami, the Pink Teacup is good in Miami as well.
Okay.
The Pink Teacup can be a little loud. So it's like, you know, go there with your lively crew.
Okay.
Yeah. Your lively crew. They play a lot of hip hop. They play a lot of, you know, they're dancing and people are having fun because there was like a reality show based on them. But I've been following the Pink Teacup from New York because the Pink Teacup started in New York and they opened up one here. And then if you're looking for a classic traditional eat until you feel like you can't eat anymore, in Biscayne, there is the Rusty Pelican.
Oh, yes.
It's a good
traditional. I've been there.
Yeah, good traditional brunch.
Nice.
So, yeah, those three you can't lose.
Thank you so much.
Miami, Rusty Pelican, and Foxy Brown's in Fort Lauderdale.
Nice. Thank you for the recommendations.
You are welcome.
All right. So, thank you. Enjoy your day, and I'll see more of you on Instagram.
Yes. Yes.
Funny story coming.
Yes, yes. This weekend is the triple birthday weekend, so there will be lots of shenanigans.
Oh, okay. I'll be following.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.